One of the more inviting getaways at this time of year is the annual Shaw Theater Festival in beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake. It has just opened with another collection of plays, either by George Bernard Shaw or about his times. And this year, there are a few new twists. Lynn Slotkin was at the first week of shows and is here to tease us with some of the surprises she found there. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Martina.
So I gather, then, that one of the new twists is that the festival did not launch with work by Shaw, the man it's named after.
That's true.
What's going on here?
Well, nothing terrible. Don't worry about it. The shows of George Bernard Shaw still are the cornerstone of the festival. But this year, the star playwright is Noel Coward. He wrote 10 one-act plays known under the umbrella title of Tonight at 8:30, and all 10 will be produced at the Shaw Festival this year over the summer. They illuminate the huge breadth of Noel Coward's talent. He didn't just write witty, sophisticated comedies. He also wrote silly farces, biting satires, and gripping dramas. The festival opened with three of these under the collective title of Brief Encounters, not to be confused with the film. And they are Still Life, which is a chance meeting in a train station that develops into a guilt-ridden affair. Then we have We Were Dancing. It's a bit of silliness, also about a couple's comic, passionate fling at a party, resulting in a really angry, jealous husband, and Madcap Dancing. And finally, Hands Across the Sea, which is a case of mistaken identity and how the upper classes handle it all, which is usually with lots of drinking and bad behavior. Yeah.
Now, we did say surprises. So
yes.
What else did you find in the opening week?
To begin with, Deborah Hay. She's a gifted comedian and an equally strong dramatic actress. Then she gets better. It's, you know, you think you know this person's work, and then it gets better. She plays starring roles in the three plays by Noel Coward, as well as the ditzy, brainy Billy Dawn in Born Yesterday. Hay effortlessly inhabits each character, whether it's a comedic turn or a dramatic performance. She's particularly affecting in Still Life as a married woman having an affair. The dialogue, from our point of view, for North American ears, sounds a little stilted. You've got words like, I'm desperately in love with you. That seems hard for us to comprehend. It makes it sound silly. But she and her acting partner here, Patrick Galligan, as the man in the affair, make the dialogue hit the heart with their true conviction. And the result is heartbreaking. As Billy Dawn in Born Yesterday, Hay is just an explosion of comic invention and brains. And that's, you know, this is just one. There is another acting surprise as well.
Oh, and who's that?
That's Jenny Young. She plays Josie Hogan in A Moon for the Misbegotten by Eugene O'Neill. And this is a very tricky part because O'Neill describes Josie as something like 5'9", weighing 200 pounds. I don't know any actress like that. You know what I mean? You know, and the point is that Josie has huge emotions, and O'Neill didn't want her played by a slight ingenue, so he wrote that impossible description. Jenny Young is tallish, slim, but really strong. She brings out all the pent-up anger in Josie and makes that characterization just fly. She loves James Tyrone, and he loves her in his fashion, he says, but not the way she wants. Jenny Young also brings all Josie's heartache when she realizes she's not going to ever have James. And she also is tender when she realizes why she won't be able to have him. Casting her, I found, was a really bold move that pays off in this performance. And my last surprise is the direction of Gina Wilkinson for Born Yesterday, but that's really not a surprise.
What does that mean?
That means the same as before, that you know these people are good, and then they get better. Gina Wilkinson is an accomplished actress who's doing more and more directing, and she's getting better and better. I've seen her in Calgary. I've seen it in Hamilton. Terrific work. She's smart, creative, inventive, and it's all there in her exquisite production of Born Yesterday by Garson Kanin. The play was written in 1945, and it's about graft in Washington, shady politics, and bullies trying to buy people off. I don't know, that sounds kind of familiar, but anyway, I could be wrong. Anyway, and so Wilkinson has a flair for the comedic, and she knows how to set up a joke with and she has an eye to realizing the fear when a bully is out of control. Everything works in this production, and not surprisingly, thanks to director Gina Wilkinson.
Any disappointments there?
Well, unfortunately, I did. I had a few. In A Moon for the Misbegotten, David Janssen misses the mark as James Tyrone Jr., ordinary Nerli Jansen. He's a really fine actor, but I found that the dialogue here and the colloquialism kind of defeated him, and I don't get the sense of the haunted looks that Tyrone has. He's supposed to look dissipated, he's supposed to have drunk too much, and he's supposed to be full of despair and loss of hope. I didn't get that with this performance. But and also in A Moon for the Misbegotten, I found Jim Mizon, again, a really fine actor. He was a bit over the top as Phil, who is a loud-mouthed drunk. At times, his bellowing distorted what he was saying.
Overall, though, it sounds like the quality of the work is really there, Aileen.
Terrific. I think the quality of the work there is very fine, except for these few misses. There are other things to see, all really terrific. The opening at Shaw, gives people a huge bang for their buck.
Thank you, Lynn.
Pleasure.